This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
A very unfortunate situation to touch on and talk about here. Henry Lake in for Chad Hartman here on The Good Neighbor. An 18-year-old woman by the name of Olivia Flores tragically was killed May the 18th in Rochester. And five other individuals were injured in this crash. Now, this crash involved a state trooper by the name of Shane Roper. He faces charges of second-degree manslaughter and criminal vehicular homicide from the crash. We know that tragedies and accidents happen all the time, every day. But this one is of particular interest to me because I just don't understand how this state trooper was in this situation in the first place. So I know that not everyone is a good driver, right? We all took, well, I shouldn't say we all took driver's ed. Is there like a certain age that you can get to if you don't have a license where you get, or does everyone have to take the everybody has to take behind the wheel, right?
I think you do, and you got to take the written test and the behind the wheel.
But I wonder, is that in every state?
It's a good question. I hope it is.
I would hope so, but you know, we know this. We've been in vehicles where people are not so good behind the wheel. We get that. Not everybody has the same skill level when it comes to driving. I bring up State Trooper Shane Roper because the Minnesota Department of Public Safety has released dash cam video showing four, not one, of just the one that was a fatality. Not two, not three, four on-duty crashes that he had prior to the wreck that killed this young lady. Four on-duty crashes. How is that a thing? And I need some help with that. 651-461-9226. We all know the importance of law enforcement. We know that numbers in various different places with regards to police officers and law enforcement are down. And we have a need to recruit and hire more police officers. A lot of people left the profession during the pandemic. But for this trooper to have four on-duty crashes prior to the fatal one on May 18th, is absolutely unacceptable, right? That goes without saying that this is absolutely unacceptable. He was cited for inattentive driving, driving at excessive speeds. I mean, these are dated February of 2019, May of 2021, December 29th of 2021, April of 2023. My point in this is that, first off, this police officer should not have been driving a vehicle when you have that many incidents. And I think that our reaction to this is different based on the profession. There's no way anybody out there would not be upset if an Amazon driver was doing this, or if it was, anybody in a profession where they're delivering things, it would be viewed differently. I get that policing is a different profession, but if this guy has to drive, and that's part of that specific, his part of the job, because he's not a person just sits in at a desk or in an office. This person is somebody that has to travel around. I just don't see any justification for this. I just don't get it. That many incidents? And now the fifth one, a young woman's life is gone? That's a tough one. That's a tough one, Dave.
Yeah. I don't know what the number is. If one accident is too many, if two is three. But
no, I wouldn't say one is too many. It probably depends
on the circumstances.
Yes.
It certainly depends on the circumstances. Who's at fault, how fast you were going, you know, where you were, all that. But regardless of the circumstances, four is a big number. Four is a big number, especially if you're talking about an officer. And I get that, you know, every, you know, police department in the state, or police departments around the country are struggling to get people, struggling to keep numbers up, and you need cops on the street. But, man, obviously we're seeing an absolute tragedy here with the death.
And he was being so he was. The first one was a written reprimand for reckless driving. The second one, he was suspended a day without pay. The third one, he was given a reprimand. The fourth one, another day suspension. And then you have this fifth one that leads to the charges because of the manslaughter.
Yeah, that's just looking from the outside. That's completely unacceptable. And you mentioned, you know, a delivery driver. I have to imagine if there's a Amazon, FedEx, UPS driver who's out there and they're banging up their truck a couple, two, three times, that company is going to say, just for financial reasons, look, this can't happen anymore. You're off the truck. You're now going to be the guy sorting and loading the trucks. You're not going to be driving around. It seems like that would be the easy decision for any cop who's getting into more than two, more than three, four accidents before you get to the fifth of, look, we don't have to fire you, but we've got to find a new role for you because you cannot
you
be behind the wheel.
100% agree.
If you're a good cop in every other way, if you are the ideal police officer and you do everything else by the book the correct way, but you have, for whatever reason, trouble behind the wheel.
Yep.
You can't be behind the wheel because
their strength.
No, and we're talking about a job that's, we all know how stressful it can be. We all know what demands are put behind an officer behind the wheel at times. If you're talking about having to go after somebody, perhaps a higher speed pursuit, I don't think you want this person behind the wheel doing that.
Lawyers for the Flores family have questioned why Roper was allowed to continue on his patrol given his disciplinary record. The family plans to file a wrongful death suit against him and are calling on the state to launch an open and independent investigation of the organizational failures that led up to the wreck. The Minnesota State Patrol has declined requests to answer why Roper was not taken off the road. This is just a very, very unfortunate situation. And in my opinion, it never should have got this far. I get incident number one. I'll even give you incident number two. But three strikes? Nah, you can't keep driving, man. You can't keep driving. They should have pivoted and tried to figure out something that was workable for him to stay in law enforcement, but not put people in jeopardy with him driving and being on the roads. Your thoughts, your reaction, your opinions on this. 651-461-9226, Henry Lick in on the Chad Harmon Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, it's 12:52, time for the Lindus Construction Time Check. Time to invest in energy-efficient Infinity from Marvin Windows and receive 75% off installation labor. 651-461-9226. Well, we got some answers to the questions here. From the 651, Dave Harrigan. 18 years old and up, do not need driver's ed in Minnesota. Behind-the-wheel instructor. Good to hear you today, Henry. Thank you so much for texting into the show. Another one from the 612, after 18, no need to take driver's training.
So you still have to pass the test, obviously, I guess I would assume. But maybe you just don't then need the hours requirement, because I don't remember what it was, but I'm sure you remember getting your license when you were young and you had to put in, you know, 6 hours or whatever it was of actual behind-the-wheel training with the person sitting in the passenger seat with the extra brake to slam on when they were too afraid of you.
Yeah, that's – did you take it in school? You took it in school, right?
Yes.
I took it in school too, yeah. Mr. Moskowitz, rest in peace to my teacher, Mr. Moskowitz, who just passed away last year. That was my driver's ed teacher. And I still remember I took my test in Brooklyn Park. I think it might have been in Brooklyn Park. There's a place right off of, or it was there at the time, right off of 94.
Okay.
Highway 94.
I took mine in Hastings. One of my driver's ed teacher was Clyde Deppner, who was a teacher at my school. Now he's been the curator for the Twins for, I don't know, 20 years.
Yeah. That's awesome. The 612, you still need a permit and a behind-the-wheel test. I mean, you better have a behind-the-wheel
test. I would hope so. We're not just slinging out licenses to anybody who's 18 now.
It's like, you get a driver's license. You get a driver's license. You get a driver's license.
You passed on your first try,
651,
right?
Yes, pass, permit, test. This one from Paul in Coon Rapids. Talking about the cop that crashed and, unfortunately, the manslaughter charges and all this stuff. He should have been removed from driving after the second incident. Maybe he could ride with a partner who does the driving. That I thought of that last night, too, when I saw the story. That's what I totally thought. You have to take that person out of that particular role. That's not their strength. They can drive. Or they're unwilling to obey the rules of the road. And when you do that, you just, it's not okay. And I'll say this again. If it's in a profession where you're viewed as that is your ultimate skill, Amazon driver, postal service. I mean, all those type of things, UPS.
Yeah, courier of some sort.
That person would have been dealt with long before this.
For financial reasons.
There's no question. Well, How many incidents could you? I don't know this. This is totally top of my head. Just a thought spawning out of this conversation. How many accidents can you get in if you're an Uber or Lyft driver, and then they say no?
I'm sure it's not many.
Probably not many.
They don't want a lawsuit. They certainly don't want a lawsuit.
Seriously.
From a passenger.
Seriously.
And if you're an officer and you're getting, I think you mentioned the first one. He got a written citation for reckless driving. Sorry, you're held to a higher standard. You just are in certain jobs. And as a police officer, if you're behind the wheel, you are held to a higher standard of you will follow every single rule of the road because you're the one who has to enforce
them. Ended up having multiple days where they were pulled off the job and their pay was withheld. I just, oh, man. You think, 612, I'm not saying that this is fact. But the text line saying with Uber, it's one and you're done. I mean, that's aggressive.
I wonder what if you're completely not at fault.
What is the level? What is the level of the wreck too? If it's just a little minor fender bender, are they going to say no? You're done there. I wonder what the rules are regarding that. I'm going to look that up in the top of the hour break. I'm going to look that up because I am super curious about that now. Because, one, that seems harsh if it's just a very small, like, you tap somebody or you scratch somebody's vehicle. But, yeah, it's definitely this one says if passenger is injured in any way.
Okay.
According to that
makes sense.
All right, coming up next, she's the weekly guest on this show. She's also a host on this show. She has opinions. Her name is Shaletta Brundage. She joins us next year. Henry Lake Inn on the Chad Hartman Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.